friends, and welcome to the Co-op Show. Wow, that was odd. I'm one of your hosts, Brits.
And I'm Jason.
And today, we're talking about our time farting and throwing our guts all in the name of vagina in Stubbs the Zombie. Hey, that's not... That's not like a super duper slow clap, so I feel like I earned a few more points.
No, that was a props clap.
Thank you. It's true, though.
Yes. It's
what this whole game is about.
All in the name of... what's the song? I did it all for the Nookie.
Oh, yes, yes.
Come on,
okay.
The Nookie.
Okay. No one wants to hear you singing that.
Well, I mean, that's what this game is all about.
Yeah. you're not wrong. But first, I know we sound like a broken record, but if you have a minute or two to subscribe and rate our show, we would 1,000 kajillion% appreciate it. Just like we 1,000 kajillion% appreciate Brent 1987, who left us a review, which means Reb gets a belly rub.
Hooray, he loved his belly rubs.
Well, that was a delayed response there.
Well, I was trying to figure out what Reb would say. And he would probably just like kind of grin and stick his tongue out and huff puff a little bit. So I had to turn that into a hooray. It was like, huff, hooray. Get it? Don't you stare at me, fucker.
Anyway, Brent 1987, thank you so much for your review. We greatly appreciate it. And Reb will greatly appreciate his belly rub. So let's talk about this quest for vagina. So Stubbs the Zombie, Rebel Without a Pulse, released on March 16th, 2021, is a third-person action game rated M for mature for blood and gore, crude humor, intense violence, sexual themes, and strong language.
Sounds like basically our podcast minus the gore.
The blood and gore.
Everything else, though. Wait, read all the other things.
Blood, gore, crude humor, check. Intense violence. Yeah, we don't have that.
Okay, no,
you
no
did
blood
call me a fucker, though.
Well, I didn't. Hopefully, I'm not getting violent with you, though. I mean, if we are, we got a problem.
No, that's okay. You can call me a fucker all you want. sexual themes, yes.
Yep.
Strong language, yes.
Yep.
Developed by Aspyr, but I'll be going into the OG details in a little bit about the original game because this is a remaster. Published by Aspyr on the Xbox, Switch, PlayStation, Steam, and GOG. And from now on, whenever I say Xbox or PlayStation, just assume I'm talking about last and current gen because I waste like 5 breaths trying to list out all of those consoles. So again, that's Xbox meaning Xbox One, Series X and S, PlayStation meaning PlayStation 4 and PlayStation 5. But from going forward, I'm just going to say Xbox and PlayStation. It supports 2-player local co-op. This is not on Game Pass or PSN. And the MSRP is $19.99. Ooh.
Cool,
right? So the plot overview of Stubbs the Zombie Rebel Without a Pulse. Kick ass and take brains.
Yeah, I like it.
That's pretty good. It's 1959 and the city of Punchbowl, Pennsylvania is a beacon of progress and ideal living. Show the living that law and order are no match for a dead man on a mission. Your boyfriend's back, Maggie. That's his girlfriend. And Punchbowl is going to be in trouble. Maggie is the prize, you see, ladies and gentlemen.
Maggie is the vag.
The vag, yeah. So some fun OG info on Stubbs the Zombie Rebel Without a Pulse. That's such a long title. This game originally released in 2005 for Xbox and then later in 2007 for Steam. It was developed by a company called Wide Load Games. And if you're not familiar with Wide Load Games, Jason Demers, it was founded by Alexander Seropian, I think that's how you say his last name, who is the co-founder of Bungie.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
All right.
And that happened in 2004, and this was Wide Load's first project. They were eventually acquired by Disney, but due to restructuring, they were shut down in 2014.
Sad.
So it's funny how this all comes together, because Alexander, the co-founder, actually left his position in Disney in 2012 before Disney shut down Wide Load to form Industrial Toys, which is a company that focuses on mobile games. Following?
Yes.
And just yesterday, it was revealed that Industrial Toys is working on a new Battlefield game for mobile devices coming next year.
Cool.
I thought that was kind of fun.
It's kind of
fun. We were talking about it on What's Good Games, and I was like, oh, we were just talking about this company.
Oh, shit.
Now, do you remember, I feel like I mentioned I got some Halo vibes from Stubbs.
Or was
I just thinking it?
Okay, I feel like I had said something to the effect of, this looks like GoldenEye from N64. And then you were like, I'm kind of getting Halo vibes.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I remember. Yeah.
So now it all makes sense because it was made by the co-founder of Halo Combat, you know, Bungie, which obviously made Halo.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So I can kind of see the Halo vibes. I mean, is this around the same time or is this before? When did Halo?
So Halo came out in 2001, I believe. And this came out in 2004.
Oh, shit.
So,
okay.
And to be very clear, friends, the reason I got Halo vibes has nothing to do with this game being anything remotely like Halo.
Oh, no, it's not.
It's because it was built in the same engine, and because there are certain times when you're walking around in these little, like, industrial areas, and as, like, your feet are pitter-pattering on the ground, you kind of hear that, like, that footstep sound that you always hear with Chief's feet when you're walking in Halo.
Oh, is that what it is?
That's what it was for me. And then there were just little quirks too, like if I got too far ahead of you, I would spawn you immediately.
Yeah, that's right. That was Halo-y.
And then we try to drive a tank into some areas we shouldn't have.
Oh yeah, there were vehicles and
which
stuff.
Which is like one of our favorite things to do in Halo games is try to take vehicles where they're not supposed to go.
You're right. Now that you mentioned all this, I'm like, oh yeah.
Yeah. And this is some other fun trivia for you. This game was available, again, for Xbox 360 in 2008. But then it was pulled in late 2012. And since then, it's been on Steam and other PC platforms, and it's been pulled. So since then, you haven't really had a chance to find this game or purchase it, which has made it very rare and one of the most, like, one of the more expensive Xbox games, which is why I was just going through my collection before we started recording to see if I could find a copy of it. So I'm seeing copies of this game sealed going from anywhere from $2,000 to
$4,500. What?
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah. And the plain old used copy will probably cost you about $90.
Oh my God. Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So it's really cool that
I wonder if the price will drop now that like it's freely available to just download.
You know, I don't know. Because if you look at Mario games, those are still going for so much fucking money.
Yeah.
Like the old physical NES copies, but you can get those almost anywhere now. But
yeah.
Anyway, no, it's cool that you can finally play this again. If you've never, well, again, or if you're like us and never played it,
you'll have the opportunity to. This was a real treat. I'd never even heard of this game. And you were like, hey, we should play this game called Stubbs the Zombie. But I was like, whatever. All right.
Yeah.
Sure. And then this game was a lot of fun. Let's talk about it. Yeah.
Yeah. So I generally don't front load the show with all that trivia, but I thought it was just kind of interesting stuff.
That is interesting stuff.
So here's a little disclaimer before we go into this game. Here's the thing, friends. This game is dumb. It knows it's dumb,
yes.
And it leans into its dumbness.
Yes.
And that's why it works. That's why we had so much fun with it. That's why it has this cult following.
Yeah, I totally get it. Like it's one of those things where it's good because it's so dumb.
Yeah, exactly. And it doesn't try, and it doesn't take itself seriously.
Yeah, it's not trying and failing at something. It's just being like, yeah, we know this is ridiculous and silly, and we're just going to amplify the ridiculousness and silliness.
Mm-hmm. And I say this because if you look on Metacritic right now, it's averaging like 5 out of 10. And Aww. It's getting like poor reviews. But I said this on What's Good this week. It's the kind of game that if you go into it, I mean, this is a remaster of a game from 2005. Right,
yeah.
Where the industry was still kind of figuring itself out. And granted, we're still figuring ourselves out. But in terms of certain potty humor and certain jokes that probably haven't aged very well.
Yep.
And certain mechanics and whatnot. But again, like if you just go into it with the proper expectations, and hopefully we'll kind of set those for you as we talk about the game during this episode, I think there's a lot of fun here to be had.
Because
we definitely had a lot. So you are Stubbs the Zombie, and I would ask you to tell me what you think Stubbs' actual history is and like who he is and who what happened to him, but I don't know if you remember any of that info.
It seems to me like he's just a 1950s dude with a nice 50s hat and a suit and tie, and somehow some way he gets turned into a zombie. I forget how. And then his whole mission in life, even as a zombie, is to get back to his woman. And he just he's on a quest for Vag.
Oh my God, it's not all about Vag. I'm sure he loves her deeply. Like every other man loves their wife, damn it. Right? And every partner loves their partner, not just for their genitals. Anyway, we digress. There is a little bit of a story here, but it kind of unfolds as you play the game. So we won't like dive too much into what happened or how Stubbs ended up where he is, because you eventually find out. It's silly. And this game took us like 6.5 hours to beat.
Really? I didn't even. Seven-ish.
Yeah. And there's different settings. We played on normal. And even the normal setting is like, yo, you're not going to have a hard time with this. But there are more intense settings if you want to like.
Yeah.
Have a challenge in this game, and typically we love a good challenge, but this is not the game for that.
Yep.
So you are in, again, the city of Punch Bowl, and the whole point, like all you do in every level is you find civilians or you find officers or you find people roaming around, medics, whatever, army men, you turn them into zombies and you push forward through the level. You don't even technically have to turn them into zombies except for a few areas where you need certain zombies to like push down on walls so you can proceed.
Yeah, but it is fun though. I mean,
oh, it's so fun.
The whole, yeah, like you said, the point of every level, just get from point A to point B. And you're going to have to fight people along the way. But what I love about it is that you're fighting people the way zombies fight people. So you're smacking them around with your like zombified arms. You can like rip their arm off and smack them with their own arm.
You push Y, we're playing on Xbox, you push Y to bite them, which turns them into a zombie like a few seconds later.
And then they fight for you.
And they fight for you.
Yeah, so the more enemies you kill, they'll like rise up as a zombie and they'll go fight for you, which is really fun. And I, one thing I love about it is when you're like, you know, when you're beating someone down or you're eating their brains, they're like screaming like, oh no, my brains.
Oh yeah. Or if you rip one of their arm off, like that was my favorite arm. Yeah.
they say the silliest, stupidest shit. And it's funny, like, oh my God, I don't know.
Oh, and there's one screen that lasts like 15 seconds.
Oh yeah. Just a death screen.
It's just a death screen and it's obnoxiously long on purpose.
Yeah. Yeah.
And yeah, like you just go through different levels. Like there is a farm level. There is like the city gates, there's little facilities, there's little outdoor areas, and like they all tie in, and it's like, okay, so once you get through here, you go through here. Yeah. Continually chasing this woman, and like it's that simple, and I think that's why it's so fun.
It's really fun, and the combat is zombie like. It's silly. You're usually either just smacking people like by just meleeing them by smacking them around with your arms. If they become weakened enough, then that's when you can eat their brain, and that refills
usually
some of your
takes
health.
Like three hits.
Yeah, and then that'll refill your health, and it'll also refill some of your abilities.
So the abilities are fun.
Do you want to talk about the abilities?
Yeah, you want to talk about the abilities. So you have the fart ability, which I found was most useful. It's like an AOE attack, but it was most useful when you want to get people out of a tank. Apparently your fart cloud gets inside the tank.
That was the only way we got people out of the tank.
That was the only way.
Yep.
Throw your guts, which is a fun one.
That's like basically a grenade. And yeah. It's like a remote mine grenade. So you throw your guts by using like left trigger or something. And then you hit left trigger again to detonate the guts. And they'll just explode like a grenade. And it does a lot of damage. And it'll usually turn people into zombies too who get hit by it.
It's fun.
Yeah, like it's a lot of fun. That's probably the best ability, but there is another one too.
Rolling your head.
Talk about rolling your head, like, and I'll talk about the other one.
So there's another skill, and you acquire these as you progress throughout the game.
Yep.
And like Jason said, you can use them infinitely. They just have a cooldown meter. Or is it cooldown, or is it you replenish it by eating?
You replenish it by eating brains.
Okay, that's what it is. Eating brains. you twist your head off. Now here's my question. Okay, let me just finish this.
All right.
You twist your head off, and then you roll it like a bowling ball, and then you can detonate your head. Whenever you want. But here's the problem. You're a zombie. Like, in theory, this is me going down my little rabbit hole of zombie nerdness. If you remove your head and you bowl it somewhere and you explode it, shouldn't that, like, insta-kill you?
Well, you would think so, because generally, like,
but
a shotgun...
But it just, like, regenerates on top of them.
It does. Stubbs is a special zombie.
It's like
who doesn't,
Las Plagas.
He doesn't really need a head. It just, yeah, kind of regens.
Regenerates, yeah.
But, yeah, you can bowl your head and explode it.
That's a fun one.
And then the last one.
Your favorite, I think.
This is my favorite, where you can detach your hand. You throw your hand, and now you can, and then the camera essentially changes, so you're now controlling your hand. And with your hand, you can run around, you can run up walls. You know, it's like Spider-Man. You can run up walls and up ceilings and everything. And once you get close enough to somebody, you hit Y, and you will possess them. So the hand jumps on their head, and you possess them.
As long as they don't have a helmet on.
Right. And now you can control them. So if, let's say that you possess like a dude
with an RPG.
Yeah, which we did lots of this. You now control the dude with the RPG. So now you can just turn around and start RPGing, you know, all of the other, you know, army guys or civilians or whoever you want. And just wreak havoc. It's
that
mayhem.
That was really useful.
Super useful. We had a lot of fun with
that. The problem, though, is that if the people see your hand, like, skittering about...
They'll shoot it.
And then it just goes right back to Stubbs, and then his arm regenerates. Yeah. Also worth noting, too, is when you do possess a civilian or someone with a weapon, they have their own health bar.
They do,
and
yeah.
So you can see what that is because it spawns next to your health bar. Then once that goes down to zero, you just... take over as Stubbs again.
Yeah, so there's no consequence for, you know, if your possessed person dies, it's like whatever, you're back to controlling Stubbs.
It's like that hand in the Addams Family. What is it?
It's called It, right?
And I thought It was the one with the long hair. What's the, or is that cousin? Fuck, I don't know. I thought it was It, too.
Oh, is it Thing?
Thing? Okay, Hand in Adam's Family. Thing. It's called Thing.
It's called Thing. Okay, yeah. It is the clown.
Do you think that has... Okay, I just saw a picture of Thing, and it's in black and white. Because when you're controlling your arm, the screen goes black and white.
Oh, does it really?
It does.
I never noticed, but that might be an homage to it.
That might be a fun little, like, homage or something.
Yeah.
But, like, that's how you play the game, and you just wander around, and I guess, like, in terms of puzzles that you might come across, the only one that's coming to mind right now is there's these little, like, oh, I don't know, what are they called? The things where you have to, like, connect your arm to the middle of them, like semiconductors?
Oh, yeah, conductors.
Conductors? I don't know. Semiconductors is the thing that's short.
Yeah.
Why we can't get any fucking consoles in this
Some
country.
Sort of electrical conductor. It's,
yeah. Anyway, you have to conform. Convert
humans humans into zombies.
You have to convert humans into zombies, and then you have to carry them around on your little truck. Oh, yeah, because you can drive in this game.
Yeah.
And you have to bring them to these little, like, converter things, or what do we call them? Conductors.
Yeah.
I'm all fucked up today. I blame the child that's sucking all my nutrients inside of my body. And then, like, you have to do that for maybe, like, 5 or 6 of those things.
Yeah, you just kind of ferry zombies around in these conductors. They'll jump out of the truck. They'll touch the conductors, and you got to get each conductor, you know, with a zombie in it. And the thing is, the puzzle aspect or the challenge is that the humans will come try and shoot the zombies and kill them. So you have to sort of protect your zombies while they're standing there, and you have to make sure that they're protected and stay alive long enough to get all 6 of them done.
Yeah, but I mean, that's just an example, and there's really not that much more to dive into, because this game just really is that simple. Again, you go from point A to point B, you destroy and convert anyone who opposes you into zombies, and you just get through the levels. But I think that's why you and I enjoyed this far more than we thought we would.
Yeah, the simplicity really is a good thing with this game, and just the laughs that you get as you're going through the levels, you know, because it is so silly and it knows it.
Oh,
and
remember the dancing minigame?
Oh, yeah, that's right, where you have to, it's basically like a Simon Says, is it? Yeah, it's a Simon Says.
No, Simon Says is like, sit down, do this. It's like the Simon
game.
What's
the one thing where you do that?
It was called Simon, but Simon and Simon Says are different things.
Oh, okay, so it was the Simon game.
It's the light up game where you have to memorize patterns.
The light patterns, like red, blue, green, red, something like that. Yeah. Yeah, and so it's just silly where you have to, like, memorize these Simon patterns in order to have a dance off with one of your enemies.
And it's like, what is happening?
Yeah, we were just giggling throughout that whole thing.
Oh my God. And again, like, I think that's why, as long as you just have the right expectations going into this, it's so simple, but it's also just, like, chill in its own, and it's funny.
It is. It's chill and funny, and you're just kind of going from room to room, and there's going to be, like, civilians in there that are screaming and just saying stupid, funny shit, and even the way they run, they'll, like, run away from you, but they'll run really slowly.
Oh, yeah, they have, like, their arms wagging
like a fucking cartoon character would do.
And then you have Stubbs, who just shambles after him.
Yeah.
Something I kind of want to bring up is there are some, I mean, I think it's funny. I like potty humor personally, like, but...
You're a Beavis and Butthead child.
Oh, Beavis and Butthead raised me. But you're going to see some jokes in there of, like, boobs, and there's gonna be, like, jokes where you're peeing into a water tank for some reason for, like, 10 minutes at
right. I mean, it's like, everyone's trying to attack you, and your whole goal is to, like, keep peeing into the water supply.
Yeah, and I mean, some of it's pretty fucking, like, cringy, but again, like, I kind of like that stuff. But just a heads up, like, I don't know if this is a great game to play with, like, a kid. It's not terrible by any means.
Yeah,
but just, like, screen it before you play it.
Yeah.
If you're someone who finds that stuff, like, you don't want your kid around it, you do you, but just a little heads up.
But as for a co-op experience, I mean, this thing is it's a split screen game, and we found ourselves just giggling and laughing the whole time, being like, what? This is so stupid, you know? But, like, it's hilarious because of how stupid it is. And so I really enjoyed this game.
I really did too. And so I would say, again, you look for something, like, just kind of, like, nothing that's going to pose too much of a challenge.
No.
Because, you know, even if you die, it's kind of like Halo in the sense that you have to go back and go somewhere where there's no combat, and then you'll spawn, you know, and then you can go on with your bad self. The game did crash on us once. The very beginning.
Yeah.
But other than that, I don't think we had any issues whatsoever.
No, it was good. It was good. And it didn't overstay its welcome. Like, it was the right length of time. Like, you know, the gameplay formula is so simple that you're going to loop through it, you know, 5, 6, 7 hours worth of gameplay. And then you're going to be like, this is really funny, but I'm ready for the next game. And then it's, and then the game ends and you're like, cool, that was perfect.
Yep. Exactly. Yeah. Definitely does not overstay its welcome. It knows what it is. It leans into what it is.
Yep.
And if you're someone who likes just really chill, and when I say chill, I'm not talking like Fogs chill. Like the game we talked about last week.
Oh, Fogs is like.
I'm talking like brainless. Ooh, brainless.
Brainless.
Brainless fun.
Brainless fun.
This is a brainless.
Is that going to be your title tag?
Yes. Thank you. I think it will be.
There you go.
Yep. So again, like we totally recommend it. We had a blast with it. Just take what we said into consideration and determine, maybe watch some gameplay clips and determine whether or not it is a game for you. So. If you like what we do, ladies and gentlemen, on the Co-op Show, you can get in touch at contact@coopshow.com. You can head over to coopshow.com or find me on Twitter at Blonde Nerd.
What are you waiting? I don't.
They're... I was expecting some like some little like chip in, like a little like something.
You're like looking at me. I'm like, dude, they don't want to find me on Twitter. My Twitter is boring as fuck.
It is boring. But I was expecting like a little like sound effect or something from you, like an ooh or a yeah. Or a... Oh, Jesus. Okay, thanks so much for listening.
Is that good?
Well, it was fantastic. We'll see you next week.
Later, guys.